V'hine, and behold, k'moshe tzorech nekius b'maisim, just as one needs to be clean in all of his actions, kach tzorech nekius b'midos, so too a person needs to be clean in all of his midos, all of his character traits. V'chimak sheyosar koshehu hanekius b'midos mimashu b'maisim. And it's much more difficult to have cleanliness from a person's midos over his actions. Ki ateva po'el b'midos yoser mimashu po'el b'maisim. Because human nature has an effect more on a person's character traits than it does on a person's actions. Yan hamezeg v'hatchuna, but a person's temperament and character, heim omesayim omesnagdim gedolim hem, they can be very great help to a person's midos, or they can go very against a person's midos. V'chol melchama shi neged netiyas hateva, any war that a person's waging up against his nature, melchama chazakahi, is a very difficult war, a very hard war. And this is what Chazal say in the Mishnah in Avos. Ezo gibur hakovesh es yisro. What's a great strong person? That's somebody who can vanquish his yetzahara. V'hine hamidos hen rabos. The midos are very numerous. Ki kafi kolpo hapu'ulos sheshayachim la'odam ba'olam. Because all the person's actions that he can do in this world, k'mochem midos seyen, so too their midos she'achareyen hu nimshach befu'ulosav. That the midos are what urge a person and push a person along to do each of his actions. Omnam, however, k'moshe dibarnu b'mitzvos, like we have spoken before about the mitzvos, shaya atzorech lihinochus b'myoser, that a person has to be very clean in his keeping of mitzvos, t'hainu, mimashe regilus b'nei ha'odim likashal, in the things that a person generally will stumble upon, k'nedaber b'midos harirosios b'arichos iyon yoser, so too we're going to speak about the main midos at more length, and look into them more, m'nei regilusenu b'ah, because we are very regulated in them. B'heim, and they are, ha'gaiva, haughtiness, hakas, anger, hakina, jealousy, vehataiva, and desire. Hein kol eila midos rose, these are all very bad midos, asher ra'osim nikeres mufersemes, that their evil is recognized and well known. Ein sarach l'rayos, you don't need to bring proofs to that. Kehine rose, heina ba'atzman, v'rose b'soldoseyim. They are intrinsically evil, and they are bad in everything that comes from them. Kichulon chutz mishuras ha'secha ve'achachma, because each one of them is something that's outside of the realm of a person's intelligence and wisdom. And each one on its own can bring a person to terrible averos. Al hagaiva mikramoli masir v'omer, on gaiva, on haughtiness, a pasuk says explicitly in Devarim, v'rom levavecha v'shachachtas Hashem Elokecha, you'll have a haughty heart and you'll forget a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Al hakas omru zechurun lebracha, on kas, Chazal say in the Gemara in Shabbos, kol hakoyis yiyeh beinecha ki'ilu ovid avodah zarah. Somebody who has kas, who has anger, he's as if he's doing avodah zarah. Alakina ve'taiva sheninu behedya, on jealousy and on the taiva, on desire. It says explicitly also in Perkei Avos, hakina ve'taiva ve'akavod mutzien es ha'odem min ha'olam. Jealousy, desire, and honor remove a person from this world. Omnam, however, ha'iyun hamitztarech bom, hu lehimoleh mehem u'mikolon afeyem. The required contemplation about these items requires us to think about ways to escape from the traps of all these, because each one of them is an offshoot of a vine that is nachria, that is strange, that is bad. So we'll go at length to explain each one at a time. The general scheme of gaiva, of haughtiness, is this, that a person becomes full of himself, and he will think in his heart that he is worthy of praise. However, this can come from many different thoughts that are in him. Because a person can think that he's very intelligent. Some people can think they're very beautiful. Some people think that they're very honorable. Some people think they're a very great person. Some people think they're very wise. The general rule of this is, kol echa min advarim hatovim shaba'olam, everything that's good in this world, im yachshuv ha'odam sheyeshnabo, if a person thinks that he has these traits, harihu mesukun miyad, he is immediately in danger, lipo b'shachas, to fall into a pit of haughtiness. Ach, however, achrei shekova ha'odam belibo, after a person makes it firm in his heart, hayose choshev v'roi l'sihilo, to make himself important and worthy of praise. Lo siya hatolod hayotzis min hamachshava hazos achas bavad. The outcome from such thoughts will not just be in one venue. Ela tolodos rabos, there'll be many different ways that it'll come out and express itself. Umashunos, and very different ways, teitzeno mimeno, that it'll come out from him. Vafilu hofchios nimtza behem. And there'll be even opposite aspects that come out of it. Vinolodos misiba achas, but it's really all coming from one cause. Ushtein ledover echer miskamnos. And they're both coming from the same intentions. Hine, behold, yimotze geya echad, you'll have a certain person who is haughty. Sheyachsho belivo, shekevan shehu roi lesehila, that he thinks since he's something worthy of praise, v'hum meyuchad, and he's something special, v'roshum b'maloso, and his very distinct attributes, kifi machshavto, according to what he's thinking, roi lo gamkein sheyesnoig b'derech meyuchad, v'roshum b'kavod rav. So he thinks, because he's so special, that he should conduct himself in a way that's very honorable. Vein belechto, whether it's when he's walking, vein b'shivto, whether it's when he's sitting down, vein b'kumbo, when he's just standing, b'diburo, in his speech, v'chol ma'asev, in all his actions, it'll express itself. Lo yelech ela b'nachas gadol, he'll walk very slowly, akevo b'tzad gudolo, he'll take very small steps, lo yeshev ela aprakton, when he sits down, he'll sit down very straight up, lo yokum ela ma'at ma'at k'nochosh, and when he stands up, he'll do it very slowly, like a snake. Lo yedaber im hakol ela im nechvadei am. He won't speak to all people. He'll just speak to the honorable people. V'gam beinehim lo yedaber ela ma'amorim ketzorim k'ma'amorei atrofim. And even to them, he will only speak very brief words and be very concise. V'chol shayr ma'isav, and all of his other actions, v'snu osav, and his motions, v'ful osav, and his doings, v'ma'acholo, and the way he eats, v'mishtov, and the way he drinks, v'ma'bushov, and his dress, v'chol drachov, and everything he does. Yisnoig b'chvedos godol. He'll conduct himself in a very honorable situation, ki'ilu kol besaro oferes, as if all his body is made of lead, v'chol atzam of even ochol, and all of his bones are made of stone or sand. V'yimotzei geya acher, but you'll have somebody else who is haughty, she'yachsho shalafi shehu roi l'sehila, he'll think that he's praiseworthy, v'rav amalos, and he has great attributes. Tzorech she'yiye margiz ha'aretz, she'akol yiroshu miponov. He thinks because he's so great, everybody has to tremble in awe before him. It won't be a proper thing for him in his eyes that people should come and try to speak with him and to ask something of him. And if people will have the audacity to try to walk up in front of him, he'll scare them away with his voice. And with the wind of his mouth, with his speech, he will make them confused. He'll answer to them in boldness and brazenness. Ufan of Zoaphos, and his have angry look on his face, b'chol eiz b'choshah, at every moment of time. Yesh ge'acher, but you'll have somebody else who has haughtiness. She'yachshav b'libo, he'll think in his heart, she'kvar hu kol kach godol mechubar ad she'i efshe l'kavod, she'yiz parish mimenu, ve'eino tzorech lo kol. And you have another person who is so haughty that he thinks that he's so way beyond any type of honor that it's impossible to show any way of honoring him, that he doesn't need anybody's honor. And in order to show this, he'll do things as if he's a very humble person. He'll forgo very much different things. To show that he's very lowly, and that he's very humble, till nobody can fathom. But his heart inside of him is very haughty and uplifted in saying, oh, I'm so special. I'm so honored. I'm so way beyond it that I don't even need people to honor me. I'm just going to forgo their honoring. It's so great. I have so much honor. I don't need other people's honor. And again, you could have another case of somebody who has a lot of haughtiness. That he wants to be designated very much and pointed out in all of his attributes and to have a very unique way. That it's not enough for him that everybody will praise him on the attributes that he feels that he has. He wants people to even praise him more than that. He wants people to praise him that he's such a humble person, the most humble of all people. So this person has haughtiness in using humility. And he wants people to honor him for that which he's showing as if he's trying to run away from the honor. Somebody who is haughty like this, he'll put himself lower and under people who are much smaller than he is, or lower than the people who are the disgraced people of the nation, because he thinks he's showing that he's the most humble person ever. Uchvar lo yirtze b'shum toar mitarei hagadula, and he will not want any type of description of any greatness. V'yamayim b'chol ha'iluyim, he'll deny any type of attributes that put him in a positive light. V'libo omer b'kirbo, and his heart is saying within him, ein chacham ba'anav kamoni b'chol ha'aretz. He's saying, oh, nobody is as smart or as humble as I am in the whole world. V'omnam, however, geyim ka'ile, ava b'sha l'chura marim atzum anovim. People who are haughty like this, even though they make it seem as if they're really humble people, they're not getting all these stumbling blocks away from them. That without them knowing, their haughtiness is growing like a flame that is coming from amongst the hot pieces of pottery. And Chazal already gave us a mashal for this in the Medrash Rabbah in Korach. Mashal levayas mole teven. You have a mashal for a house filled with hay, and there were holes. There were holes in the house that the hay was filling up the holes. And then after a while, the hay that was in those holes started leaving the holes. So then everybody realized that the house was filled with hay. So too is this matter. They're not always going to be able to conceal themselves. Their evil thoughts will come and be apparent from their actions. But their actions are filled with false humility, v'shiflas maruma, and a deceitful lowliness. You'll find other people who are haughty, that their haughtiness is just buried within their hearts. It doesn't come out to the forefront in their actions. But they think in their hearts, they think they're very wise, and that they know things to their ultimate truth, and they think that not many people are much smarter than they are, and therefore they won't pay any attention to words other than what they say, because they think that what's difficult to them won't be understood easily by other people. And this that their mind shows them is so clear to them, and it's so obvious to them, that they won't even consider somebody who is arguing against them, whether they were earlier generations or current generations. And they have no doubts at all to their own logic. All these offshoots of Gaiva, Hamashiva HaChachamim Ochor, that turn Chachamim backwards, Vedaitam Misakelas, and it makes their mind turn foolish, Mesira Lev Roshe HaChachma, and it removes the minds of those people who are involved in wisdom, Vafki Tamidim Shalo Shimshu Kol Tarkam, and even students who did not do all their requirements in terms of their learning, Shekimat Shenifke Chueinehim Kvar Chachme HaChachamim, they just barely opened their eyes, and they already view themselves as being the wisest of all wise people. Shovin lehem b'libam. That's the way they consider themselves in their hearts. Ba'akulam namar, and all of them, it says in Mishlei, Tov as Hashem kol gvoliv. It's an abomination to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, anybody who has a haughty heart. When we kulam tzorech she'inake, and from all of these, a person has to cleanse himself, harotze b'midas anakiyos. If somebody wants to acquire the midah of cleanliness, v'yedah v'yoven, and a person has to know and understand, ki ein ha'gaiva ela ivoron mamish, that haughtiness is just a blinding. That the intellect, the mind of a person, can't see the bad things that come about from it. And a person can't really recognize its lowliness and how bad it is. Because if a person would be able to see and recognize the truth, he would stay away from it. And he would distance himself from all the bad ways, and the things that are destructive, like we have said. He will distance himself a great distance from it. And we will speak more about this with the help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'vo'enu el midas hanava when we get later to the midah of hanava, of humility. That because it's so difficult to attain that, since it's so difficult to attain the midah of hanava, Reb Pinchas ben Yair put it towards the end of the list of the midos that one can develop within himself. And now we will speak about anger. There is the person who is very angry, that it says about him in the Gemara on Shabbos, that somebody who has anger is as if he has served Avodah Zarah. And he is one who gets angry at any action that's done against his will. And he gets filled with rage. That his heart is not with him. And all of his advice, his mind, is all burnt up. Somebody who is like this, it's worth destroying a whole world if it was in his ability to do. Because his intellect has no dominion over him at all. And he has lost all reasoning completely, just like any other wild animal that's ravaging. But all of Nemar, on this person, it says in Iyob, Torev nafsho ba'apo, halamancha te'azev aret. That one who tears up his nefesh, his own soul, in his anger, halamancha te'azev aret, because of you will the land become desolate. And it is much more easy for this person to violate many different averos shaba'olam that are in the world, if his anger brings him to them. Because nothing is withholding him, only his anger. And wherever it leads him, that's where he'll go. And there's a person who gets angry that's more distant from this. And it's not that everything that goes against his will, it's not that everything that's done against his will, whether it's small or big, will get him angry. But when he does get angry, he'll have such a tremendous anger and rage. And this is what Chazal referred to in the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, kosha lichos, the kosha lirtos. Somebody who is difficult to become angry, but difficult to appease. And this is definitely something very bad. Something very bad can come out from him during when he's angry. That afterwards, he won't be able to fix what he had messed up when he was angry. And there's a lower level of somebody who gets angry in this case. He won't get angry very easily. And even when he does get angry, his anger will just be a little bit of anger. And he won't totally lose his mind through that anger. But he will still retain his anger in his heart. So this is much more distant in terms of its loss than the previous cases that we have mentioned. But even in this case, he's still not clean from anger. He's still not even in the realm of being cautious from the Avera of Kas. Because as long as the anger can still have an impression on him, he has not excluded himself from the category of people who get angry. And then there is even a lower level than that. Somebody who is difficult to get him angry. And when he gets angry, his anger isn't destructive and it's not all-consuming. It's just a little bit of anger. And how much is his wrath for? Rega, just a moment, v'loyoser, nothing more. And that is, mishor shahakas misorer bo b'teva, at the time that his nature makes him get angry, adjigam hatvuna tesor kenego, until the moment that his mind takes control again of himself. And this is what Chazal say, that's the category of somebody who is difficult to become angry, but easy to become appeased. He needs a chelek tov vaday, that's definitely a better portion. Because the nature of a person arouses the anger within him. But if a person overcomes that, that even at the time when he's angry, at that moment itself, that he won't get all flamed up a lot, and he'll overcome it, that even that light type of anger, that it won't stay within him for a while, it'll just dissipate and go away. That's definitely something that is praiseworthy. The Pasuk in Iyov says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hangs the world on nothing. Chazal darshan that to mean that the world is only upheld from people who close their mouths at a time of argument. And that is, that's talking about a person who has already been aroused to get angry. And he overcomes that, and he vanquishes that feeling, and he closes his mouth. However, the midah of Hillel HaZaken is above all of these. Shekvar lo haya makbed al shum davar, because he wasn't particular about anything. Afilu yisoreru shalkas lo nasavo, and even an arousal to get angry didn't happen within him. Zehu vaday hanokin min hakas mikovachol. That's somebody who is for sure clean from anger completely. V'hine afilu ledvar mitzvah, and behold, even for something of a mitzvah person, he's harunu zichrono levracha shelo lichos. Chazal already warned us not to get angry even for that. V'afilu harav al tamido, even a rebbe for his student, v'av al beno, and a father on his son, v'lo shelo yiyashrim, not that you shouldn't discipline them, elo yiyashrim v'yiyashrim, but you should consistently discipline them, ach mi b'kas, but without anger. Ki'im lahadrich osam b'derach hayashara, rather you have to guide them along the straight path. V'akas sheyara lehem, and the anger that you show to them, yiyakas haponim v'lo kas haliv, should be an anger on your face, that not an anger of your heart. But Amar Shlomo, and Shlomo Melech says in Kehelas, Al tevahel beruchecho lichos, don't arouse your spirit to get angry, kichas becheik ksilim yanuach, because anger is sitting in the laps of fools. But Omer and the Pasuk in Iyov says, Ki le'evel yehara kas, to somebody who is foolish, anger will kill him. But Amru zechron lebracha, and Chazal say in Erevin, b'shloshet varm ha'odem nikar, you can tell what a person's all about in three things. Bechoso, in his cup and how he drinks, bechiso, in his wallet, how he spends his money, or bechaso, and in his anger, of how he gets angry. Hakina, jealousy, gam hi ena ele chesron yediyah v'sichlas. It only comes from lack of knowledge and foolishness. Ki ein hamekane marviach klum la'atzmo, because somebody who is jealous doesn't gain anything for himself. V'gam lo mafsid l'mishu hu miskanibo, and he is also not making the person who he's jealous of lose anything. All he's doing is ruining himself. And like we said from the pasuk earlier from Iov, Ufose Thomas Kina, a fool is what Kina kills. But Omnam, however, Yesh Misha Sechluso Rabba Kolkach, there are some people that their foolishness is so great, Ajim Yira Lachavero Ezo Toba, that if some goodness will be seen to his friend, Yis Ashesh Baatmo Bi Yudug Bi Itztair, he'll be weakened and he'll fear and he'll be worried. Even the good that he does have won't benefit him from the pain of something that his friend has that he doesn't. And that's what Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei, that jealousy makes a person's bones rot. However, but there's another category of people who are not so pain. But even so, they feel in themselves some level of pain. And at the least, they'll have a very cooled down spirit. When they see somebody else going higher in certain aspect. Unless he's one of his really close loved ones. And all the more so if he's not somebody who has a very strong bond and love with that person. And all the more so if he's a stranger from another land. And you should know that even though in their mouth it's possible that they say things that make them seem as if they're happy or they acknowledge the good that that other person has, but their hearts inside them are evil. And this is found very commonly amongst a lot of people. That even though they're not actually real jealous people, however, they have not cleansed themselves completely from jealousy. And all the more so if he's a certain tradesman that he has success in, because every tradesman hates his friend who's involved in that. And all the more so if he's more successful than his friend is. But omnam, however, lu yodu v'lu yavinu ki ein adam nagea b'mucha l'chavero afilu k'min lo nima. They will not acknowledge and they will not understand that nobody else can touch what is prepared for his friend, even a hair's breadth. V'hakol k'asher l'kol me'ashem, everything comes directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's all according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's great wondrous wisdom that is unknown to us. If a person would have known that, then he would have no reason to have pain from the fact that his friend is getting goodness. And this is what the Navi tells us about the future times. Shalamantiya Tovas Israel Shlema, that when the time of Kai Israel, when everything will be in their, its ultimate goodness and fulfillment, HaKadosh Baruch will come to first to remove this bad trait from within us. And then one person won't feel bad for the other person's gain. And somebody who is having success won't have to keep himself hidden. And he won't have to keep what he does hidden because of jealousy. And that's what the Pasuk Yeshayah says. The jealousy of Ephraim, of Kai Yisrael, will be removed. And the ones who are enemies against Yehuda will end. Ephraim lo yekane as Yehuda. Ephraim won't have jealousy for Yehuda. Yehuda lo yazar as Ephraim. Yehuda won't hate his brother Ephraim. This is the peace and tranquility that the Malachi Asharis have. Asher kulam smechem ba'avodasam. They're all happy doing their avodas Hashem. Ish al makomo, each one in its place. Vein echem is kana b'chavir okal. No malach has any jealousy on the, another malach. Ki kulam yodim ha'emes. They each know the truth la'amito in its ultimate fashion. Va'aleizim al ha'tov asher b'yodam. And they are joyous over the good that they have. Usmeichem b'chalkam. And they're happy in their portion. V'sira ki achos ha'kina hi ha'chemda v'ha'tayva. The sister midah to jealousy is desire and lust. Halohi ha-meyagas lev ha-odom ad yom oso. This is what wears out a person's heart until the day of his death. U'chama morim zichron levrocha, and like Chazal say in the Medrash Koheles, ein odom meis v'chasis tavoso biyado. A person, when he dies, he won't even have half of his desires completed. V'omnam, ikar ha-taiva pona l'shnei roshim. The taiva itself veers off in two different ways. Ha-echer hu ha-mamon, one is desire for money. Hashini hu hakavod, the other one is for honor. Shneim ke'echad ro'im ma'od, both of them together are very bad. Ve'gormim la'adam ro'os rabos, and they cause very bad things upon a person. Hine chendas ha'mamon hi ha'oseres oso b'mazer ha'olam. The desire for money binds a person and locks him up into the chains and shackles of this world. Ve'nosenes avosos ha'omal ve'ha'esek alzerosav, and it puts the ropes of toil and involvement over his arms. Kenyan Akasov, like the Pasuk in Kohelet says, Oev Kesef lo yispa Kesef. Somebody who loves money will not be satiated with money. Hi hamesira oso min ha'avoda. It's that this is what removes a person from avodas Hashem. Ki hine kama tefilos ne'avodos, the kama mitzvos ne'shkachos, because how many davenings are lost and how many mitzvos are forgotten. Mimnei rov ha'isek v'yagias ha'motzchor ha'zchor. Because of a person's over-involvement in trying to attain money and do business. Kol shekein Talmud Torah, and all the most are actually learning how much that gets lost. Uchvar Omer Zichron Levracha, and Chazal say in Erevin, Lo Me'ever LeYomi. Torah is not across the river, but Osim Shehochim Me'ever LeYom Eschora. That's referring to going across the river to go do business. That's not where Torah is going to be found. V'chein Shanino Soto the Mishnah Perkei Avos says, Lo Chol Amarbe B'Eschora Machim. Not everybody who does business will be able to become a Chacham. He amoseras also the sakanos rabos. It puts a person in many dangers. Umateshas es kocho berov hadaiga, and it weakens a person's strength with all the worries. Afilu achare hisigo hasigo harbe, even after he amasses a lot of wealth. Vechin chaninu, and so too. It also says in the Mishnah Perkei Avos, marbe nechosim marbe daiga. When a person has a lot of property, he gains a lot of worries. He amaveres paamim rabos al mitzvos haTorah. And this is what's going to cause a person to violate many times against the mitzvahs of the Torah. And even things that are more sichlius, things that are more natural type mitzvahs that a person would do. On top of this, a greater desire is that for kavod. Even if it's possible that a person can conquer his yetahara for money, and other pleasures, to vanquish himself for honor, that's what's hard. Because it's impossible for a person to bear seeing himself lower than his friends. And on this, many people were nechshalim, they stumbled upon, and venevdu, and they were lost. Yerovim ben Nevat was not removed from this world only because of kavod, for honor. Humasha Amra Zakhran Lavracha, that's what Chazal say in Sanhedrin. Tfasu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bevigdo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, grabbed his clothing. Va'amra lo, and he said to him, Chazor Becha, Du Tshuva V'ani V'ato V'ngisha Netaya B'Gan Eden. And me, you, and V'ngisha David HaMelech will stroll together in Gan Eden. Amra lo, he said back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mi Varosh, who's going to be the leader? Amra lo, V'ngisha Barosh, David HaMelech will be the leader. Amra lo, he said back to him, Yehachi lo Be'ino. If that's what's going to happen, Yeravim says, then I don't want it. Mi garam la Korach sheyovad, hu v'chola dasa imo. What caused Korach to become lost from this world also? That was him and his Eda, Elim Ne'akavut. It was all because of the jealousy. U'mikramalehu, and it's explicit pasuk in Bamidbar, u'bikashtim gam kahuna, that they wanted to be Kohanim as well. V'chachonim zrochel nirvacha, and Chazal say in the Medrash Rabbi in Bamidbar, higidu lanu ki chozen nimshach, this all stemmed from Korach seeing that Elitzafan ben Uziel was the Nasi, and he wanted to be the Nasi in his place. And this is also what caused, according to what Chazal say, what happened to the Meraglim, to say something bad about Eretz Yisrael, and they caused death to themselves and to their whole generation. Why? Because they were afraid that maybe when they go into Eretz Yisrael, their honor would be limited. That they won't be the Nesiim to Klal Yisrael anymore. They thought that somebody else would take their place. As David, why does Shaul start trying to ambush David HaMelech? It's because of honor. Like the pasuk in Shmuel says, but hanena hanoshim hamasachkos, that the women who were joking around, they responded and said, "Vatamarno hika Shaul ba'alafav v'David vavosav." The women were just saying that Shaul would hit people with his thousands and David with his 10,000s. That he Shaul oyin as David mehomahu v'ahola. And from that day on, after Shaul HaMelech heard that David HaMelech had more people than him, that's when he started looking after David HaMelech. Mi garam lo liyoav sheyomis es amasa. Who caused Yoav that he should kill Amasa? El HaKavod, it was honor. Amar lo David, David HaMelech said to him, in, as it says in Shmuel Beis, Im lo sar tzava tiyeh lefanai kol hayomim. David told him, you're not going to be the leader of my army forever. Kol shel davar, the rule of the matter is, HaKavod hu adochek es lev ha'odam, Kavod pushes the person's heart, Yosher mikol ha'chukos ve'achemdo shel olam, more than any desires and wants in this world. V'lulizeh, and if not for this, the person would just eat whatever he can, and he'll just wear clothing that which just covers his erva, and he'll just go into a house, whatever protects him from the elements outside, and his parnasa will be so easy for him, and he will never put any effort into becoming wealthy at all. But the fact that a person can't see himself being lower and more downtrodden than any of his friends, machnes atzmo ba'avi hakora hazos, he brings himself into this situation, ve'ein keitz l'chol amalo, and there's no end to his work. Akin amar rabbeinu zechon l'brocha, that's why Chazal said in the Mishnah Perkei Avos, hakina ve'atava ve'akavod motzien as ha'odem min ha'olam, that jealousy, desire, and honor motzien as ha'odem min ha'olam, take a person out of this world. Ve'hizirunu, and Chazal warn us, Aya tavakesh gedula, don't request greatness, and don't desire honor. Kamahem shemis anim berov, how many people fast in famine, ve'yashpilu et zasm, and they lower themselves down, lehis parnis min azdaka, to have to get parnasa from zadaka, v'lo yis asku b'malacha, and they don't do any work, shlotiyem mechubedes beineyem, if they don't feel that work is honorable enough for them. V'yirosim penyim akvodam, because they have a fear, maybe their stature of honor will be lowered. Is there anything more foolish than this? These people would rather do nothing that brings to insanity, and to different types of lust, to theft, and to all these different types of averos, just so as that they don't lower their stature, and to ruin the honor that is imaginary. However, Chachmenu Zechon L'Bracha, Chazal, Asher Ho'runu Ve'Jichunu Tosomid B'Darchei Emes, Chazal who have taught us and guided us constantly in the true path, Amru, they said in Perkei Avos, Ehov Es HaMalacha, you should love doing work,
usnas harabanos, and you should hate having a high position. The Amru Od, and Chazal say also in the Gemara Pesachim, Pshot Nevelsa Bashuka, you should work in spreading out even dead carcasses in the marketplace. Lo semer, and don't say Gavaraba ana, I'm a great person. Kahana ana, I'm a priest, I'm a Kohen. Amru Od, and furthermore, Chazal say in Bava Master, Lo Olam Yavud Odam Avoda Shizorelo, Vayitzarech Labrios. Even a work that is foreign to him, and he shouldn't have to rely on tzedakah from other people. Klal hadvarim, the rule of all these things is hakavod hu min hamecholos hayozer gedolim asher la'adam. Honor is one of the greatest stumbling blocks that there is to a person. The efshel l'dios eved ne'em on the kono. A person cannot be a true servant to his creator kol zman shehu chos al kavod asmo, so long as he is worried about his own honor. Because he'll be forced to diminish the honor of Hashem because of his own foolishness. This is what Dovid HaMelech says in Shmuel, that if I could only make myself more light and be low in my own eyes. The real true honor is when somebody truly knows Torah. In kavod al Torah, honor is Torah. Shenemar, as the pasuk in Mishlei says, kavod chachamim chalu. Honor, that's what the chachamim inherit. Vezulasa, and besides that, eino ela kavod medume vechozev. It's all a false and imaginary honor. Hevel ve'im bo moel. It's all nothingness, and there is no purpose in it. Veroi hanoki li nakos, and somebody who wants to become clean should cleanse himself uli tayer mimenu and purify himself from this to harugumra, complete purification. Then he'll have success. Until now we've went through many different details of nekiyos, of cleansing oneself. And this is just a principle to apply to all the other mitzvos and the midos of the Torah. A wise person will hear this and add to it, and somebody who is smart will make up a plan and strategize. And I can't deny that there is a bit of work for a person to be able to reach this level of cleanliness. Even so, I say, it doesn't require as much as you might think it is. The thoughts in this regard are more difficult than a person's actions. When a person puts it to heart, and he establishes it in his will, with a permanence, to be somebody who has this great midah, with just a little bit of getting himself regulated to it, that he accustoms himself to this, it'll come to him much easier than he even thought it would. This is something that putting it to the test will prove its truth.